Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
I'm your host, Helen Holliman, and I'm finally back for another week of radio in Roberta's restaurant in Bushwick, Brooklyn. And I've got a new time slot, so put that in your calendar, people. Moved it from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. So we are back, and I'm joined today by the founder and editor or creator of the amazing website called SueStyle.com. I've got Pippa Lord in the house. Pippa, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Hey, Helen, how you doing?
Great. Thank you so much for coming.
My pleasure.
So for listeners out there right off the bat, tell us what SueStyle.com is.
SueStyle is a website, and it's geared towards, we like to say, like the young cool Martha Stewart, home for lady porn. So it's all the things that girls like. It's food, it's home, it's lifestyle, and done with this imperfect perfect spin.
So what is the imperfect perfect? What's a great example of that on the site?
I mean, I think when why I started the site was, you know, I started really enjoying food and home, and everything was geared to this, like, even like 55-year-old kind of Martha Stewart idea of perfection, or it was something like Gwyneth Paltrow that was just so unobtainable. And I'm like, damn, I'm never going to be that perfect. So I thought, God, let's just like do something that's a little bit different, and it's not about being this cookie cutter. And so on SueStyle, we do shoots with people all around the world, and we go into their kitchens, and they're not the most perfect kitchens, and their apartments aren't, you know, decked out in the latest things, and, you know, but we show mess, and that's the real beauty of it, with working with what you've got and you know, embracing the flaws and the other brilliant stuff.
So I want to know how you came up with the name itself. Okay. Of the site.
Yeah, well, it came basically, you know, sous chef, we were assistants, you know, I'm a good chopper, I can chop things, and that's about really, you know, it. And then, so I thought, you know, it's sous, even though it actually really makes no sense, it's a word that, you know, people sort of refer to it in a food context, and style was definitely much that fashion element, because everything about the site is through fashionable eyes. So we don't cover fashion, but it has a very style focused aesthetic.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you have such amazing people that you're interviewing. And I mean, to me, just right off the bat, what's great about it is it's so intimate. You know, these photographs of people cooking in their kitchens for you, and it's a slideshow that people are doing. So, you know, there's some great tips on there, like organize the chaos.
Yes.
Yes. You know, and especially like being in the modern world these days, we don't have time that people had like 30 years ago to maybe, or even 10 years ago. How do you think, well, maybe if you could just tell people a little bit about some of the tips that you're giving out.
I think what's really interesting about the site is that it does have this, we gear it for this new generation of homemakers, and it's kind of a revival of a very old term. And usually homemaker was someone that had kids and stayed at home and what have you, but for now it's more like you don't have to have any of that. You can just be, you know, it's nice to kind of, you know, nest and like make your life a little bit more beautiful in that sense. So in terms of we started to bring in more like lifestyle tips. So organize the chaos is like, how do you keep your stuff together? And it's more servicey. I'm kind of rambling a little bit.
No, not at all. Well, okay, my favorite example that I'll give you that I have used, and it's actually worked, but I tried it with Dr. Pepper. was using Coca-Cola in the toilet.
Yeah, and did you see the picture I posted, which is me sitting on the toilet? And I had to tell everyone, there was such deliberation because I'm like, oh, I'm putting a picture on the internet of me in short pants and a tank top drinking Coca-Cola on the toilet.
It's great.
Did I just do that?
It's great.
And yes,
but it works. It totally cleans the toilet.
I know. And we drink that stuff.
And it's, you know, it's so much better than the bleach or the, you know, soft scrub or whatever you end up buying at the store.
Totally.
Like, why would I get that? That's again?
It. But so. The worst thing was the next day after it was posted, I was like, I drank Diet Coke. And I'm like, really? Did you not just write that?
Right.
So I think for our tips, tools, tricks, it's like bite-sized pieces of information that, you know, we say upgrade your life.
Yeah.
It's you don't have to like be able to organize your things in the most incredible perfect way, but it just a couple of like really just like simple easy tips, if that makes your life a little bit better, then that's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
The whole site, we like to make it so it's easy, it's not hard. There's not a lot of text, and when there is text, it's done in a very succinct way, so you just get straight to the point and then you can check out something else.
Who are some of the your favorite interviews with people that you have on the site? Like, can you name maybe one or two people that you've profiled in their mm-hmm. kitchens and kind of who they are and sort of that encapsulate the Sue style homemaker, if you will?
Yeah. God, there's so many of them.
I know,
them.
Everyone's there's, fantastic. I'll just
they're,
say.
They're all awesome.
They're all really cool. I have to say, Victoria...
Is she not bananas?
This woman who we're talking about used to run an amazing dessert mm-hmm. sort of shop with an art collective shop sort of thing in her house. I'm totally butchering the idea. But it was called Chinatown Cake Club, right? And so can you maybe talk a little bit about her?
Well, basically, she now works for Cream Art, and the company does conceptual desserts for artists such as like Terrence Coe and Vanessa Beecroft and the most incredible lineup. And, you know, it was funny because Liana Tarrantin, who's one of our photographers, was mentioning it to someone, and then Victoria overheard and was like, oh, I love Sue style and everything. And she's been asked to do stuff before, but she really, like, was excited to be on the site, and she is just the absolute the Sue style girl. She loves her food. She's fashionable and cool and chic, and she's an individual. And every time we cast someone, they're just people that are doing their thing. They're not perfect. And for so long, I got so annoyed that every single blog and website was just this round, you had to be like a fashion editor of a magazine and wear Balenciaga heels to actually even get on the internet. Whereas for Sue style, it's important that we mention all these people that, you know, wouldn't necessarily get up there, and they're just interesting in themselves.
I want to back up for a second. Let's talk about the company that she's working for now and what they're specifically doing, because I was watching some of the videos last night and it blew my mind. I saw of the cakes that they're mm-hmm. they're doing. Can you talk a little bit about that for listeners out there?
I mean, I'm not the best expert in all of that. I mean, I think there's been so many projects. And if you actually go to their website as well, they've got so many brilliant, projects that they work on. But what's really fascinating, and I think why Sue style's been quite popular, is that all of a sudden, in terms of like fashion and art, people sort of stopped talking about the shoes that they were wearing and what they were buying or the art that they were collecting, and they started talking about what they were having for dinner.
What?
And it's kind of an example of that a company like them can actually grow into a successful business.
And that's exactly, I would love to know your thoughts on why you think that that's happening.
Gosh.
I mean, you know, it's a tough question. There's
no
right
but I think
answer,
it's but. A very, I think people get bored. I got bored. It's very boring just thinking about like your clothes and you know, and I think it's a people just want a bit of authenticity, and you know, these days we crave like good whole slow foods, and you know, we wanting to take it down a notch, and I think that comes into play as part of our conversation, you know. It's not just about like the superficial anymore, and I think for others, you know, food is something that everyone can tap into. And for me, you know, and I say this in the about, but I always hated food food was the absolute enemy in my life. It made me fat and all this stuff. And, you know, why I created, part of the reason I created Sue Star was to really like make friends with this aspect of my life. And it's been this kind of journey over the last couple of years. And I think that kind of resonates in, you know, what's happening right now too.
Absolutely. So on your night off, or even tonight, maybe you're going to go home and cook, let's say, what do you love to cook? Like, what is your favorite
What's my
thing?
Go-to?
Yeah, what's your go-to?
Oh, God, I'm so boring. how embarrassing. You know, I bake a lot of fish, and a lot of quinoa and beets and some goat cheese, and I'm very healthy and kale. I like very good, clean foods. I pick my moments on when to, like, I go out and get other people cook good stuff for me. Yeah. You know, I'm pretty simple in that aspect. It's a very, I'm getting to know it all.
You're from Australia.
Yeah.
You're from Melbourne.
Melbourne.
As they say.
Yeah. Okay. Melbourne.
Yeah. So what, I mean, when you go home, like, what are you, where are you eating, and what are some of the fun things that you crave from Australia?
Oh, their coffee. I mean, yeah, a coffee from Australia, done. Seafood, amazing. I crave my mum's bad cooking, that's for sure. And she's really bad. I mean, I even say, like, what did my mum teach me? Every other people on the site get say, oh, my mum taught me how to, like, you know, like, create like a beautiful strawberry pudding or something like that. I'm like, my mum taught me how to microwave rice.
Well, it's useful, I guess, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It actually is, but like that's, you know, her cooking ability. So I didn't come from this rich, you know, foodie home. I crave just, you know, good salads and everything, and mostly like the seafood.
Well, you clearly have a great network of food friends that I'm sure are cooking you some amazing things. And I want to know, speaking of food friends, can you explain what Chew the Fat is and who's working on that?
Okay. So Chew the Fat is, I'm not sure, it's like a term, you know, where it's like you just talk, yada, yada. And I've got Ben and Phil from The Fat Radish, and we, you know, people write into them with their problems and they answer in the shape of a recipe. So it'll be like, dear Ben and Phil, you guys seem really hot and a nice guys. What dish wins you over every time? And they'll, you know, write back, well, thanks for saying that, and but here's an amazing pasta. So every time we sort of, you know, put a recipe out or what have you, it's done in this very playful, you know, sincere way. It's never, because we're not experts. That's the great part about it. You don't have to be an expert. It's very entry level in that regard.
No, it's great. And you've got some other really amazing people that are helping contribute some recipes and suggestions. And can you maybe talk a little bit about who else is providing some of those things?
Well, I was really, really lucky. When we launched last November, so it's super young still, and I launched with Christina Tozzi at her cookbook party. And she's been one of my... because she's the coolest woman in the world.
She's the best.
Oh, it's ridiculous. And we met actually at a shoot for Sue Style months ago. And she's like, this is great. And I'm like, oh my God, you're amazing. And she's like, do you want to like do the party together? And I was like, yes. And so, you know, she's been super supportive. So when you have like Christina Tozzi like approval, things are pretty good.
She gets things done. She's an amazing lady.
She gets stuff done. So yeah, so she helps out. I also have the boys from the meatball shop. Daniel and Michael have been so great, and you know, we're in the process right now. We auctioned off Daniel.
I saw that.
Yes,
I did see that. And what is going on with that?
Well, it's lots of controversy. Yeah. No, there's been a lot of interest. So basically, to bring you up to speed, for Valentine's, I knew Daniel was single, and I'm like, damn, he's a good catch. And I'm like, no, we need to get him a date and blah, 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 and we're going to make this happen. So I got on Millionaire Matchmaker, and I just approached him, and I'm like, hey, do you mind if I set you up on the website and do a video? And he's like, oh, okay, such a great sport. And so we literally posted it and had so many you know, brilliant, you know, girls write in and best friends and what have you. Like, literally, I was getting an email every 10 minutes, which was kind of like, well, there are single girls in New York.
There's so many single girls.
It was a bit depressing by the end of it, to be honest. Yeah. I was like, really? You're a doctor and you look like that? Jesus.
I know. It's kind of crazy.
So we're announcing that's all happening next week.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I know.
So we have to take a really quick break, but when we get back, we've got more from Pippa Lord of SueStyle.com. You're listening to You Look Hungry. Keep it locked.
Thank you. Static selector.
Here we go. And in school, we used to dream
about this every day. About to get insurance on these ears, man. Well, fuck yourself. Yo, cut class, overalls, one strap, skin fade, face like a baby's ass. Do Jamaican dances with some Jewish bitches. Play the plug to the wee hours, wee flowers. Super discount, X-Men, Danger Room, holograms, tater tots, dad base, Mercedes drive. 12 Albanians, one room, Ocean Avenue shit. Everybody educated, celebrations at Sahara. 87 dad was throwing paper at the dancers. Ivy got cancer. Sloan Kettering, veteran, fuck the medicine. Illegal tender.
The following program has been brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery. Cane Vineyard and Winery supports Heritage Radio and the growing movement to change how Americans eat and how we think about our planet. For more information, visit www.cane5.com.
You're just tuning in. You're still listening to You Look Hungry. I'm still your host, Helen Holliman. And I'm joined today by Pippa Lord of SueStyle.com. We've been talking about the ins and the outs of the website. And most recently, we were just talking about the dapper gentleman from the meatball shop who was kind of up for auction sort of on the site. So
oh, absolutely. He had a price tag, that's for sure.
So I'm so intrigued by this because, yeah, I'm assuming a lot of the people that are coming to the site are women, maybe.
Yes.
And
that's why we have Mail Monday.
Yeah, so can you explain what is Mail Monday for listeners out there?
So we like to say it's a site for lady porn, which is just all the shit girls love, which is, food and boys and home and all of that. So Mail Monday is every Monday we just have a good-looking guy cook for us. That's it.
I love it.
It's shameless. Amazing. That's all it is.
It's pretty hot.
Hot dudes cooking.
It's pretty hot. I have to say.
Lots of butt shots occasionally, too.
Those are really good. When they're going to the fridge.
Oh yeah, it's terrible. I know, it's always, and every time there's just, and I feel like such a perv, but every time there's like a bit of like skin just peeking up from there, and then like that's always the picture that they like that I include, and I'm like, because I used to work for V Man and V and Visionaire, and there was that was a men's magazine, so I know what it Anyway,
it's so good. The sous chef from Colony, he's a real attractive man.
John, John's coming in a minute.
Oh dear.
Well, I'm meeting him later. Yeah.
Well, that was a great, and they're also, beyond the fact that they're all attractive men cooking, like they're actually really interesting interviews.
Yeah.
And what they're doing. And I loved you have a video with Sam Talbot on Valentine's Day. Can you talk a little bit about what that is?
Okay. So, I thought, I can't like just do a cooking lesson or whatever because everybody else does that. So basically for Valentine's Day, I did a video and it was, Sam thinks this is a cooking lesson, but really it's a date with me. And basically it shows me throwing myself at Sam while he tries to teach me to cook up a pasta or what have you. I'm asking him questions like, hey, so do you want to have children? Do you love, are you boob or butt man or whatever of you? And then at the end, I reveal that, I'm in love with him or something. And, there's S on the shape, an S shape made of rose petals on my bed. So it sounds really creepy, but it's very funny, actually.
No, it's totally my style. I'm just kidding.
I know. Everyone's like, Pippa, do you think that you kind of might want to actually get a boyfriend after this? Just think about that. Okay, maybe.
Wait, so okay, getting back to the meatball shop, so the reveal is next week.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So what's gonna happen? So somebody, a girl is announced on the site,
Has been chosen.
Oh, but did he get to choose her or you?
No, Michael chose her.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
Okay.
So the best friend chose her because we couldn't, it was I think it was
yeah
I didn't want Daniel to choose.
Wait, so do we? How much creepy invasion do we get to know of their date? Like, are they going to be photographed, or are they going to?
They'll. I'm trying to be respectful. I really just want to sit in on it and just be like, "Hey guys,
yeah,
why we're all doing this together,
yeah,
no?
Right?
Yeah, I will make an appearance."
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Supervision.
Yeah.
It's very old fashioned. I like it.
That's it. Well, you know, I've got to set them up.
It's a courtship. That's the way to do it.
That's it. You know, I mean, you know, have you seen Downton Abbey?
Yes. Yeah. In fact, the show before this one was just discussing that. So,
I mean, they just wouldn't set up someone. You know, I have to do it the formal, proper way, obviously.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So much good food porn on that show. It's kind of crazy.
Seriously.
So, for you, in a man, mm-hmm. in the kitchen, what is something he can make that it's just gonna make you weak in the knees? Is there a certain dish, or is it like a technique, or just the simple
effort? The fact that they're there,
they're trying to turn the gas on, but maybe
just the fact that they're there. I like a boy at the barbecue.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that's very attractive,
like at the grill.
Yeah, doing their thing. I think that's very kind of hot.
That's definitely hot, as long as they don't singe their eyebrows off. But
yeah, not so hot.
You know, because I have seen that happen.
Right. Oh, really?
But, or I think the other thing is like a guy who knows how to make cocktails or just open a beer for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Or wine.
Wine, beer.
Really, yeah. My favorite is like a vodka martini with extra olives.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Don Draper would be your man.
Well, yeah. He is my man. Because in my about, they're like, you know, what's your dream? What's your dream? And what would you make, you know, him? And I'm like, oh, vodka martini for John Hamm.
Done and done.
Mm-hmm.
We can maybe facilitate that in,
please do.
In dream world. I'll get on that.
Please do.
So thinking back on sort of the mentality of this new homemaker mm-hmm. that you guys are embodying, what is something that you think everybody can take away from the set? Like what's one thing to be a good homemaker in a modern context, whether it's like how to be resourceful or, I don't know, how to cook an egg or what's something just simple?
Well, it really comes back to a fundamental, like for years I, you know, was dreaming about like living somewhere else. And you say this in the thing, like I was dreaming about living in Tuscany and like all of that. But yet my bedroom was an absolute, you know, I say cracked in, but literally it was just, I'd close the door and be like, if I die today, this will be a bad thing, because my mom will have to fly to Australia and find out that her daughter, you know, was kind of messy.
Right.
I think it's about just really embracing what you've got and being happy with what you have in front of you, and putting in just little bits of being proud of the things that you have and attention into just a couple of areas. I think everyone can make themselves a really good meal, and I think that's where it begins.
What are some things in the upcoming future that we can look forward to that you're working on with this site?
Okay. I think we're going to be auctioning off, well, setting up more food dudes.
I was looking through all the guys and I was like, this is kind of an OkCupid in a good way situation. Because all these women are probably, it's good that you don't have their info on there.
But yeah. Oh no.
They're going to be stalked. They're already being stalked because it's a great interview. So.
It is. There were so many, you know, girls writing in, and I sort of thought, okay, well, we can continue to do this and everything, and you know, and I was responding to every single one, and it was becoming quite a much. So we're going to be doing more of that. We will be there's going to be an event that we're going to do later this year, which will be quite big, so that's exciting. That will involve like a lot of restaurants and what have you. We are also going to be hopefully getting into other cities as well, even though the site is all about, you know, it is shot all around the world, but we will have pages that will develop a West Coast page and a London page. Cool. But that's in the future.
And what are some of your favorite New York restaurants that you love to eat at?
Where I'm sitting?
Besides Roberta's,
yeah, obviously. No, where I'm sitting? Duh. Okay, so where do I love? You know what? It's like kind of some like somewhere like the Mermaid Inn that does a great shrimp cocktail. It's like, it's not like cool or anything, but it's just the food's good.
Yeah.
I love like Frank, very obvious. Oh, everyone always asks me this, and I'm always like, I don't know where I go.
Well, it's hard. It's asking like a filmmaker, hey, what's your favorite movie? It's kind of tough.
A little bit. A little bit. You know, obviously, you know, my friends at Colony, I think they're great. The Meatball Shop. I love the Fat Radish. You know, getting in all those plugs right now.
Everyone there is very attractive.
Oh, like, yeah.
I thought about applying there for work one time, and I was like, I don't know if I'm attractive enough to work here.
No. No.
No, they're very beautiful people from top to bottom, down to the porter. They're all very handsome.
It's funny. It's like my friend Lincoln, who owns Kingswood in West Village, he's the same. They're all just ridiculously good looking. It's like, shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to think about it more. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's okay. Well, we unfortunately have to wrap things up. But yeah, you can check out more about Sue Style at
SueStyle.com.
And thank you, Pippa, so much for coming
on the
show.
Helen, thank you so much for having me. That was just great.
Yeah, and more hot dudes. Man, they're in New York.
Yeah.
Just go to SueStyle.com. You'll find
all of them. And email me. Email me, like, even if it's your, like, boyfriend or your... sister, anyone, so we can like get them up on the site.
Yeah, I'm here.
Woo! He's here. Hold on. He's here.
Let's work it out.
Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
Okay, bye.
Let's go out to eat and get some meat. Turkey and jam, macaroni and ham. Say, do you like steak? I can surely make. If you hear me now, sing it loud for me, crowd.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.
All around the world, helping you date some of those girls. People with lobsters hate those bibs. Always fighting for those 20 total grams.
Bad free calories, protein, sodium. Different foods, you know you wanna get a hold of them.